Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hey, my friends, it's Brendan, and welcome to another special episode in this new series for influencers. It's a sort of behind-the-scenes look into my career as an author, speaker, coach, seminar leader, online trainer, social media thought leader, what we just call now the influencer industry. It's how I run my influencer career, and I like to share some tactical things with you here in this episode that I know you'll love. Now, this audio is actually pulled from our influencer business program. If you haven't heard what that is, that's where I go live every single month and I teach you, how do you build a personal brand? How do you get a bigger audience following you? How do you make money from that? How do you build community and impact? How do you launch podcasts and courses and do email marketing and everything you see us doing? If you love that kind of thing, then man, I would love for you to join us at the Influencer 2019 event in San Diego. It's October 10th through 12th, again in San Diego, California. And that's where you're going to come to learn from some of the best influencers in the world about how do you start and how do you really grow? How did we start from scratch and grow our brand? and monetize content and reach more people and build a community of followers around the world and scale an actual business doing it? Just go to influencertickets.com. Again, that's influencertickets.com to join us in San Diego, October 10th through 12th, where I say join us because it's a real community of people teaching you exactly how we started from scratch. It's people like Rachel Hollis, who you know has had two back-to-back number one New York Times bestsellers, one of the most successful authors in the world today. Dean Graziosi, who he and Tony Robbins just did a $30 million online launch. Lewis Howes, podcast extraordinaire at the School of Greatness. Trent Shelton, one of the absolute best viral video makers in the world, an inspiration to so much of our youth. Tom Bilyeu, who built a billion-dollar brand and now runs the Impact Theory show, which I love so much. And so many more real influencers teaching you, how did we do it? I mean, listen, there's no question if you listen to me, you've been impacted, I hope, by what I do. And I'm just here to say, why can't you do that? You know, why can't you have a similar career? It's not like I'm some magician or have some magical abilities. I had to learn to identify what topic and passions I wanted to follow, just like we'll teach you. I had to learn how to build a personal brand and audience, just like we'll teach you. And I had to learn, ultimately, how do you actually earn an income and earn revenue from it, building a business doing it that you love to run. If you're in that game, my friend, go to influencertickets.com. Join us October 10th through 12th in San Diego. I'm sure by the time you're hearing this, our tickets, there's probably only maybe a couple hundred left, I'm guessing. So please make sure you go check it out, influencertickets.com. It will give you all the dates, details, and limitations because you got to get there. If you're totally new to the industry, it's okay. This is especially where you want to come so you can meet new people in the industry, but also see how the best of the best do it and just follow our plans. You guys know I'm always saying, you know, coming from Montana, we always say the time to have the map is before you enter the woods. So if you're really into building a personal brand and a major audience, even if you're just starting, this is when you need to learn. Don't go try to figure it out yourself. Follow the strategies that work. We're teaching them at Influencer 2019, October 10th through 12th in San Diego. Again, go to influencertickets.com. Without further ado, please enjoy this training that I did live for our influencer community. Please realize that I might reference something visual that maybe you can't see, but we've edited it in such a way that you can definitely follow these strategies, understand, and learn a lot of the behind the scenes of how the influencer space works, what you can be doing in marketing, and how to grow a real business doing it. With that, my friends, no further ado, let's jump into this episode. Hey guys, it's Brendan. In this episode, I'm going to take on one of your biggest questions that I get, which is, Brendan, tell us how you do your social media. I teach all the marketing stuff and everything I do in the professional world in terms of writing books or, you know, doing online courses or teaching seminars or online marketing, you know, in terms of sharing content and getting paid for it. That's all through a program I do called Experts Academy. You can look it up. Most Experts Academy graduates, you know, are the legends and leaders today in the thought leadership field, from New York Times bestselling authors to major bloggers, YouTubers, huge guys doing online marketing and launches. But I usually don't emphasize a whole lot about social media, but let me just share a little bit about it today to give context. I'm going to give you four quick ideas of some simple things you can do to get better at it and ultimately, hopefully, get a little more following behind what you're doing, because I'm sure you're trying to share something with the world that you find beautiful or impactful or important or meaningful. If you aren't, there's your problem, you know? So I hope you're starting there. But a couple of simple ideas. Number one is to get a big following, you have to read every day. You know, I wake up in the morning personally and I read. I read inspiring things. I'll read some Emerson. I'll read a lot of philosophy about life. I'll read some narratives or biographies of people who inspire me. I get my mind in the morning, whether it's on poetry or philosophy or political figure, something that inspires me to be thinking in a bigger way. That's what I do every day. And I think your following ultimately comes from how big your thinking is. You know, if you're just micromanaging and living in one little world, as much as they want to teach you to be a niche marketer, no, we want you to be a thought leader. There's a big difference. Are you a niche marketer or are you a thought leader?
And I choose thought leadership, and I think it's valuable. I think it's important for you to be broadening your own mindset, your own philosophy about life or business or career or whatever it is your topic is, and be broadening that by reading more in that area, because reading more will make you more creative. And you already know, you know, readers are leaders. Leaders are readers. And so you got to be reading things that digest in your mind that all suddenly will come out in a creative thought or a creative act. And it's those creative thoughts and acts get you followed online. We've got, 2.7 million followers on Facebook alone? You know, and that's just on my personal branded page. I own a bunch of other Facebook pages that collectively have over 8 million likes. So, you know, I got about 10 million likes out there running for us today. And that all came from this perspective about creativity. You got to have it. I mean, we got more followers today than a Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump or Richard Branson. I mean, this is no joke. And that just comes because I do it every day. You know, and I think that's really important. That leads to number two. You need to create something unique every day. Why? Because creators are the people who are followed. And so that could be for you today. You're just walking around and you create something. You take a picture of something, you design it, you put a good quote on it. Or maybe you see something beautiful, you take a snap of that and talk about it. Or maybe you just write a post, you know, something every day. And it's not for the followership. I don't create something every day for you guys, even though it might appear that way. I do it also for my own personal development. It's in the act of creating that genius comes out, almost by accident. You don't sit down and go, I'm gonna have a genius thought today. It's not how this works. You sit down and you create, and it's in the moments of creation that suddenly things come out that later on are defined as genius. But read everything you can about great writers in history, and that you'll see the same story again and again and again. They didn't wait for inspiration to strike. They sat down at a certain time and they had discipline to do it every day. It's by being in that space that the great words came out. Same thing with the great filmmakers. They're getting out there. They're on production. And it's in that constant motion of creation that you will become prolific enough to then not only be able to create on demand, but to create that followership. Because followership comes from being prolific. And you got to do something every day to keep your personal growth going, to keep in this space. Now, it doesn't mean you have to post every day. That might not be your thing. I mean, but you could create something every day and store it up and then release it. But it's from that content library that you will build your following. I know you know this, but I think it's one of the things that made us different.
Okay, it's Brendan. And yeah, I'm going to serve you up a quick little promotion right here to make sure you learn a little bit more with us. If you're enjoying this, let's dive deep. And there's two ways that you can do that. One, obviously, I told you about at the beginning of this episode, where you can join us at Influencer 2019, October 10th through 12th in San Diego. Because if you love this kind of stuff, come learn how 10 other people do it, just like I do it. But also, if for whatever reason you can't make San Diego, October 10th through 12th, then join our Influencer Business Program. That's where I go live, just like you've been hearing, and I teach every month how to build your personal brand, how to do better marketing, and make it really, really specific so that there's tactical things you can do. And I teach really the world's influencers every single month. I go live, I do Q&A, I give a new strategy. I try to teach something that has earned at least six figures, and I try to teach that every single month. So make sure you join that Influencer Business Program if you can't join us live in San Diego. How do you do both? Well, just go to influencermagazine.com. That's influencermagazine.com, and choose your adventure. Do you want to come to the live event, or would you like to join the Influencer Business Program, the online training component? You get to choose multiple levels. So just go to influencermagazine.com and choose your own adventure with us. Would you like to join us at the live event, or would you like to join the online program? And hint, 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 the online program does come with some tickets to the live event as well, because it's an ongoing subscription. And Influencer, the live event, is an annual event. So are you confused? Are you ready? Are you excited to start? Would you like to share your passions, your wisdom with the world, and achieve financial freedom, lifestyle freedom, and most importantly, real impact? Y'all, go to influencermagazine.com right now. All right, with that, let's jump right back into the episode.
Another thing is that you want to create things to be multi-purpose. You know, I might take the transcripts from all this and post that as a full blog post, you know, across multiple things, whether at my Huffington Post blog or my personal blog or at my LinkedIn blog. You know, I'll post it all over the place from this one thing, from this one episode that we're doing. I'll put it out in lots of different chunks and pieces all over the place. And so I'm really only doing one action, but from that one action, we pull a lot of content to be used in different places. And instead of having a single use episode, like if I just shot this and posted it wherever you're watching it, by putting it all these other places, it's multi-purpose, multi-use, and that starts building a followership in lots of different mediums. I know you get that, but the challenge is a lot of people won't do it consistent enough. I do these shows at least every week. And by doing the show every week, it gives us things to multi-purpose all week. You see, we're drawing from it. People are like, how do you create this stuff every day? I'm not necessarily, like on my Facebook, I'll post 4 times a day. I'm not always creating it original each time, all 4 times. Maybe one new thing is original each day and the other 3 are repurposed from something else I did weeks ago, months ago, somewhere else like that. That makes sense. I'm building up that library. And yes, I do 100% of all my posts on Facebook. So if you've seen my posts on Facebook, that's me. I created that. I shaped that. I uploaded that. No one has access to my Facebook page to go and post something. I do that, you know? And now I'm developing, as I'm building up and getting more and more followerships around the world, I'm having other people who are going back into my content now and building new cards and building new things for me because I built it once. Someone can go back and build it again and maybe change the picture, change the image, change the font, and we'll put those up. And I think that's been giving us a lot of, growth behind that as well. And I think another part about it is just staying at it. You know, I don't know if you're just meeting me now, but I've been doing a weekly email out to my email list since 2006, every week. So if you look at the people who are the most followed, they're usually the most prolific. Now there's some people who come on and bam, they make a big splash and they got lucky, they have their 15 minutes and they're amazing and they got tens of millions and that's awesome. But you look at the people who have the big following, they've been working at it, even the musicians. You look at the Lady Gagas and the Katy Perrys, now it seems like they have this sudden success, but they've been working every day. Like true artists, true creators, they were doing it before the following. The following came from their creativity and their work and their endurance, their consistency, not the other way around. It's not like they got a big following and they're like, ooh, I better work now. It's like, no, they've been working and now they're getting rewarded for it. So you gotta stay consistent. And by staying consistent, you get better. I do all my videos, 0 notes, no teleprompter, no script. You know, we just go. We got a plane flying over, I'm sure you can hear. I just go. And that comes from the ability of just doing it over and over and over and over again. You know, you gotta stay consistent and be there. Last piece, and I know these are so basic, but I hope it's serving you in some way, is do this with heart. You can't survive doing this if your art isn't real, if your heart isn't in the work, because you won't get up in the morning and be motivated for it. You won't be excited about it. You have to have at the base of all that you're posting, if people can tell that you care, you'll be followed. If people can tell that you care about values and humanity and the philosophy of living a good life and taking care of other people, respecting other people, you'll be followed. You could become a caustic hater and maybe you'll gather a couple people, but you're never gonna get millions of people. And if you do, you'll burn out your soul because nobody wants to live a life where they're just criticizing and being a jerk. Be the positive thought leader in whatever you do. Be the most caring. Be the most consistent. Be the person who shows up. And if you'll just show up every day with intention to capture one unique moment, one unique lesson, one unique story, one unique quote, one unique picture, one unique video, whatever it is for you and your favorite medium, capture one thing every single day. You'll be fully energized with your life because life won't just be work anymore. It's art. And now you find a new level of energy and engagement and enthusiasm. You'll have what we call the charge life.
Yes, my friends, I hope you enjoyed this special episode, sort of behind the scenes look into my influencer career. If you enjoy this and you would like to learn more, just get yourself over to influencermagazine.com. Go ahead and select whether you like to come to the live event or to the online training called Influencer Business Program. Both options are there on the page at influencermagazine.com. For those wondering what's up, we've been working behind the scenes all year on launching Influencer Magazine. It'll be launching late winter with an unbelievable episode. It's gonna be a digital magazine. And we're really excited about it because
honestly, some of the biggest influencers in the world have just been freaking out once we announced this, because our industry really hasn't had a voice and it really hasn't had best practices. And honestly, it hasn't had a lot of leadership. And for those of you who know my career over the last decade, as I used to teach Experts Academy, you know, we had literally millions of people who learned online marketing from me. And as the world's transferred into this time of social media, but also a time in which so many people are on social media and so-called influencers, they don't know best practices. They don't know the values of the industry. They don't know how to really build a business that scales. They're just after likes or following or narcissistic stuff instead of really making a difference. So I'm bringing that type of value ethic into the new influencer career by leading the magazine, leading the annual conference, and leading the major online training all under the influencer brand. And I'd love for you to take part of that, but also get to experience the growth of this industry. You know, it's a $1 billion industry where, I mean, every single day, listen, people have the opportunity to follow you, to buy from you, to share your message. And so my question is, why aren't you there more heavily? You know, why don't you share your wisdom, your life experience, or even just your passions? Whether you're sharing your stuff or you're curating an experience or a community, there is a way for you to earn income at this, build a real business and a real audience worldwide doing it. You just need the step-by-step instruction. So go to influencermagazine.com and either join us at the live annual conference, again, October 10th through 12th in San Diego, or join us in the online training program called Influencer Business Program. We call it that because if you're going to wade in this territory, you should have the ambition to build a real business that allows you to have your lifestyle freedom, that allows you to make your difference, that you enjoy, that makes you the money that you need, and really impacts people. That's the Influencer Business Program, which you can, again, access via going to influencermagazine.com. All right, we'll continue this series. I hope you enjoy this episode. If you do, make sure you share it with four or five friends who are also trying to build their audience or make a difference in the world, or who might be interested in these types of learnings that you just listened to. I appreciate you all. I'm so excited to bring you more and more insight into sort of behind the scenes of how my industry and my career has worked. I will continue here on these podcasts to share a lot of personal development. This series is just running while we're promoting Influencer 2019. So I hope you'll enjoy it and you'll share these episodes. Make sure you take a screenshot, share it with your friends, give them the link, but also share it and tag me so that I know that you're listening to these episodes and you're getting value from them. Share with me what you liked, what you really learned from, so that we can not only recognize and reward you, but that we can also invite you in. All right, go to influencermagazine.com. Until next time, my friends, go out there every single day. Remember, you can live fully, you can love openly, and you can make a difference by sharing your voice with the world right now. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course?
And to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules, Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, it's Brendan. And I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, it's been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post, we can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.